It's time once again to go beyond the counter. Today I'm hanging out at the Maquoketa Golf Club with Jacob Rood. Jacob, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Good.
You know, we had a good time with this last year. I'm glad you signed up to do it again.
For sure. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So thanks for doing it.
Yeah, of course.
So you were telling me just before we started recording, you got a big date coming up.
I do. Yeah. So I'm getting married here May 30th. Then we're heading out to Hawaii for about seven or eight days.
And nice.
Looking forward to it. Should be a nice little break and nice little time to get away.
Play some golf out there while you're out?
Yeah, I think we're going to try to play once or twice. Check out the courses out there. Never been out there, so looking forward to it. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
Definitely, yeah.
So I think last year we were talking and you had mentioned that you had, I don't know if she was a fiance at that time, was she?
Yes. Yeah, so last year, I think when we did the interview, she was my fiance, and now we're getting married here soon.
All right. And you guys live here in town?
We don't. We live in Davenport.
Davenport. Okay.
She works over at Brent's Firehouse Coffee.
Her
dad owns the shop. He's got five of them. One location in Bettendorf, Clinton, Comanche, DeWitt, and Morrison. So
gotcha.
She manages the Comanche location and then the Bettendorf location for him as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you got some good coffee at home then.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, we do. Yep.
Well, that's good. Makes these early mornings a little easier,
right,
doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It
does, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. So last year, the big news was that you would open up the golf club to the public.
Correct. Yep.
And we talked a little bit about some of the junior golf stuff that was coming up. And you kind of broadened your horizons with the junior stuff this year.
Definitely, yeah. So we're gonna do two junior golf camps. Dates on those are June 12th to the 14th, and then we're gonna do another one July 12th and 13th, all weekend. So they'll run 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock each day. About $90 a kid for that, but we focused on like course management, course etiquette, some short game work, like chipping and putting, and then do some long game work, and then obviously some games and stuff to kind of keep the kids involved and do some matches as well.
Excellent.
And then we're looking at doing a junior golf league. So that's going to start June 10th, run every other Wednesday. So there'll be like five sessions total in that. So what we'll do with that is be like some short game work, course etiquette, course management, kind of similar stuff to what we'll do in the camps. But this will give a chance for the kids to actually go out and play the course as well and play some matches against each other to kind of keep the competitive aspect of it high. So yeah, looking forward to that. So it should be
cool.
Should be a good time. Hopefully we get some kids out here enjoying the summer weather and have some matches going on in competition, which is cool.
So, nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
So any big changes on the course since last year?
Not too much. So we are getting some more golf carts this year. Last year we only had 10 carts, and we kind of ran into the issue last year where we were running out of carts on weekends just because we were getting pretty busy now that we're opened up to the public. So we are getting seven more carts, so we'll have 17 carts total, which should kind of put us in a good spot on weekends to where we aren't running out as often, so we can get the course full of play and more revenue coming towards us, which would be good.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great problem to have. We got to spend some more money to accommodate the number of people that are showing up.
Yep, for sure.
I mean, that's huge.
Yep.
So, so over the last year, I think last year when we talked, I mean, you were relatively new in this position at that point, right?
Yeah, so this will be my third season here. I started in the spring of 2024. I graduated from St. Ambrose in 24, and was looking for a job within the golf industry, whether that was golf management or head golf professional.
Yeah.
So this job was open for the clubhouse manager out here. Applied and then got a call from our board president a couple days later and accepted the position. And it's been nice. So I've learned a lot about the managing side of things and also getting to teach golf too, which I love, and so it's been great. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
Well, it's good to hear. So over the last year, what has been something that came up that you're like, I never imagined that would have happened?
I'm trying to think here.
You know, or I can't believe I'm actually sitting here doing this.
Right. It's a good question.
I know, I put you on the spot a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, I guess nothing really in particular. I just feel like I've like learned a lot in this position, like kind of coming into it, I didn't know like what to expect with the managing side of it. There's definitely a lot of like moving parts to it. So I don't know. I guess nothing really in particular, but
How much of a staff do you have here?
So we have our bar employees. So we got about seven bar employees, and then we have our pro shop, which we opened up down by Hole One. So people, that's where people go to check in for golf. So we have about five guys down there, and then out on the golf course, we got about five or six guys. So,
okay.
Yep.
So it's a pretty good staff, about 17.
Somewhere around there. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It's pretty good. Yep.
Okay.
And we got a new new superintendent this year as well. So
okay.
Our greenskeeper, he's very very good at what he does. He's taken care of the course very well, and he's been at, I'd say, five or six different courses throughout his career.
Nice.
And he's, I think he's about 60, 65 years old, and he's doing a great job. So
bringing his wealth of knowledge here to kind of help things out.
Definitely. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there something that people would notice when they're out on the course that maybe he's kind of had a lending hand on?
Yeah. So we're actually in the process of kind of redoing our bunkers a little bit.
Okay.
We haven't got to that yet, but we're going to get some new sand in them. And because right now they're just a little harder than kind of what they should be, so
okay.
He's going to get some sand in, and
so you mean you're going to make it harder on us?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh man!
But does a good job on fairways and greens and tee boxes and stuff like that. So the greens are running really smooth, and I think smoother than they've been in a while, which is good.
That's
so
awesome.
Yep.
That's great. Now, last year, the big new addition here, of course, was the golf simulator.
Yes,
and
definitely.
I heard it was awfully busy all winter long.
It was, yep.
Yeah.
So we ran a golf simulator league kind of similar to what we did last year. So we kind of did a little different this year. We did two sessions, so 2 8-week sessions. So first session, I believe we had about 14 teams, and then second session we had 16 teams total. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then people could still come out and use it by the hour. So you can come rent it, $40 an hour, and you can split that among, say, if you come with four guys.
Sure.
You can split it up, so it'd be only $10 a person.
$10
so,
a person to get an hour's worth in.
Yep.
And I mean, you can cover a lot of ground in an hour on a golf simulator.
Definitely. Yep. Yep. You can kind of move through the holes pretty quick on that. But yeah, it's been a great addition. Little extra revenue to the club during the winter months when it's a little slower, you know. So
sure,
getting people out here, spending some money at the bar and on some drinks and food is always great too.
Well, it's a lot cheaper to come here and play the simulator than it is to travel somewhere to play.
Definitely, yes, for sure. Yep.
Right, and then there's, I mean, you guys, how many courses do you have on that simulator?
There's about 1,300 to 1,400 courses on there.
Good
so
Lord.
You have your big selection. I mean, you can choose from course over in Scotland to a course over in Florida, California.
So have you tried the Hawaii courses that you're going to play yet on the simulator?
I did try one.
You did? So, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yep.
And how'd you do?
Not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully do a little better in person, but yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Hard to say.
Keep practicing, right? That's what it
That's
is.
That's right.
Because golf is one of those games where, I mean, you really got to stay with it.
It is. Yep. It takes a lot of practice, a lot of commitment, a lot of time. It's one of those games where you can't like expect to show up once every 2 weeks and expect to shoot par or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it.
Well, if you do, you're a phenom at this year, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Yep. But yeah. No.
Yeah. But nonetheless, it's always a fun day
to
hang out at the golf course.
It is, for
enjoy
sure.
the beautiful scenery.
For sure.
It is a beautiful course.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. Of course, we got the Big Chamber golf outing coming up a little later on this summer,
yep,
and that's always a good time as well.
Yep. Yep.
So I mean, and you guys do all sorts of other golf outings here.
Yeah, we do. So we do about 7 or 8 of those charity golf outings, like the Chamber, Kiwanis Hospital does one, First Responders, Delmer Lions. A couple other ones, and then we do some like actual club tournaments as well for the golf course. So we do like some best shots throughout the year. Like in May here, May 23rd, we got a 2-person best shot coming up. And then Sunday, May 24th, we have a Memorial Day Pro-Am is what it's called. So that's a 4-couple team event. So there's 8 people on one team.
Oh, wow.
So 4 ladies, 4 men,
and
then it's kind of like an alternate shot and best shot kind of combined. So for example, the 4 men would like tee off on hole 1, tee box, and then they would take the best shot from there, and then the woman would go
take the second shot.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And then they just kind of alternate after
that.
So that's always a good day. It's an 18-hole event, kind of a full day type of deal. I think it starts at 12:30 and then probably run till about 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night.
Sure.
And always a good crowd for that, and there's always a good crowd out in the clubhouse afterward, everybody having a good time. So
excellent.
Yeah, and then throughout the summer, we got multiple kind of events like that. We do a glow golf tournament. We're doing actually 2 of those this year. We got one in July, and then we do one kind of late fall. So that's just like a 9-hole tournament starting after dark, and then people go out and play golf in the dark, basically. So it's a good time. We light up the course as best as we can, and try to hope for nobody.
So the next morning, how many balls do you go around and find? Right,
quite a few.
Even when they do glow, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Yep. So.
Oh, too funny.
Yep.
What are your operating hours out here?
So we operate from, we start tee times at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then clubhouse closes about 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Kind of dependent on how many people are out here in the clubhouse. Some nights we might not close till 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock if there's a good crowd out here, but
sure.
Typically we operate about 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock somewhere.
Gotcha.
There.
Yep. Do you have a ladies' day or a men's day?
Yeah, so we do have a ladies' day and a men's day, so that's like a member perk. So mm-hmm. if you do have a membership here, we do have ladies' days are Tuesday, so after 11 a.m. on Tuesdays, it's just lady members out on the course. Lady members can bring a guest with them on that day, but mm-hmm. the guest just has to be accommodated by the member and
sure.
then pay the regular green fees, basically.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
Then Thursday is our men's day, so that's men members all day on Thursday.
Okay.
And then kind of same deal, they can still bring guests out, just have to pay the green fees and
sure.
Kind of
sure.
be with the member as they're out here.
So, of course, with it being open to the public, you mm-hmm. don't have to be a member to come and play, but
right.
membership has its privileges,
it
so
definitely
to speak,
does.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
So what does an average membership cost if people are interested in that?
Yeah, so our family membership cost of $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
We offer an individual membership that's $985. Couple membership is $1,400.
Okay.
And then we do offer membership for under age 35 people. So
mm-hmm.
if you're under the age of 35, you get a little bit of a discount. So an individual for that is $800.
Okay.
And then family membership for that is $1,115.
Okay.
And then we offer some youth golf. So youth golf membership is $250. And then young adult membership, 18 to 23 year olds, is $500 for that.
Okay.
Yep.
And with that membership, what all does it entail?
So, like I said, we do the ladies' day and then the men's day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so members have the ability to play in our member tournaments, is what
mm-hmm.
it's called. So we have a stroke play championship out here. So that's just members. And then we have a match play championship. So that's like our club championship. So you must be a member to play in that. And then members have the ability to rent out our event center here.
Sure.
At member rates. And then they can... So if you're a member here and you have a group of under 50 people, you can rent the event center free of charge. So
nice.
It's nice for like small birthday parties,
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then a couple other member perks is, so we have the fully accessible driving range now.
Yes.
So they can get a free token or a free bucket on
yeah.
their member day, Tuesday and Thursdays.
Okay.
So ladies can get one on Tuesdays, men can get one on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Another member perk is we have a weekly drawing out here. So every Friday night, you can sign the book throughout the week. You pay $1 to enter the drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday night, we draw at 6:30. And then the pot just kind of builds up. So
gotcha.
We draw about 2 or 3 times each Friday night. If we draw your name and you're signed up, you win some money.
Mm-hmm.
If we draw your name and you're not signed up, then the pot just basically carries
builds
over.
More.
Yep,
gotcha.
Builds more. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So people got questions, so they
yeah.
anything they want to come and check it out.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
So you can call the clubhouse here at 563-652-4515, or if you're looking to reach me personally, you can call my personal number at 815-564-8104. Or if you're looking to more go the email route, you can shoot me an email at info@maqcountryclub.com.
Awesome.
And I'd be happy to help them out. And if they're looking to become a member, I like to give some tours too of the place. So
sure.
we can kind of give them a tour, show them where everything's at, kind of what we have to offer, stuff like that.
Excellent.
So, yep.
Are there sign-up deadlines at all for the junior camp or the lessons or for the tournament?
So for the junior Junior League, I'm going to take sign-ups till about June 7th, so about 3 days before.
Okay.
And then for the junior camp, kind of same thing. First one starts June 12th, so I'll probably take sign-ups till about June 10th. And then the junior tournament, that will be June 20th, so I'll take sign-ups till about two or three days before, so about 17th or 18th. So awesome. Somewhere in there.
Yep. Fantastic. Yep. All that information is available online as well, right?
Correct. Yep, yep, okay. It is. Yep.
And that's at maccountryclub.com?
Yep, maccountryclub.net.
.net.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's our website, and we have all our big events listed on there as well. Mm-hmm. So, and then you can kind of check out our membership rates on there. And
sure.
Then if you're not looking for a membership, and if you're just looking to come play golf on the weekend or weekday, we do have our rates on there for that as well.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, Jacob, thanks for letting me go beyond the counter.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Congratulations on your upcoming nuptials, and I hope you have a fantastic time in Hawaii.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. That's Jacob Rube as we go beyond the counter here at the Makokata Golf Club on KMAQ.